welcome to What's the 411's quick takes on urban lifestyle and entertainment news. I'm Kizzy Cox.
I'm Onika McLean.
Hey, girl, we back from hiatus.
We are back. You guys missed us, right? I know, I missed you guys. I missed you too. Yes.
I missed you too, girl. But you're doing big things. I see you.
I'm trying.
Well, you know who else is back from hiatus?
Who?
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Spilling that tea.
She's spilling all the tea. All the tea. She's back on her show after several, I think it was actually a couple months that she was away. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that she did was come on there and talk about how she was Mrs. Hunter. And her family was doing absolutely fine. And don't talk about her marriage until you don't see her wearing this, her wedding ring. So she
don't
read everybody.
Don't talk about her marriage. She's the queen of talk.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about your marriage. And if you hit up a lot of those women on YouTube, they're like Roman reporters. They're like, and then I went inside the mailbox and I saw his name. I'm like, damn, you bought a people mailbox?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they know. They got the tea on her.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, yeah, it's been a thing.
And she's being dragged for it. But yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Who else is being dragged a little bit? We can't say Tamar and her edges because Tamar's bald, right? But Vince, you know Vince that was... They're still married, actually, right?
They're still together? Okay. Uh-huh.
So he just came back from a medical leave. And he's being dragged financially. So he's being sued for $38,850 for some rent that he didn't pay. Like, why is it paying rent? I don't know. And then he bounced a couple of checks. Blast said this, allegedly, for us. But we got this from Blast, and then he bounced a couple of checks totaling $10,000. Like, what's going on?
I have no idea. That's really weird.
All his fan love and war. Kmart probably got him in the pocket.
So you think it's kind of like a Mary J. Blige kind of thing? Like
the reverse. Yeah, you don't think so? Tamar's not on any shows. She's just talking crap on social media.
She won Big Brother. Didn't she win Big Brother recently?
Did she win Big Brother?
I think she won. Yeah, she won.
Okay, so I would think that Big Brother is a show that I don't know about, guys. Because I've been working so hard. I don't know.
Yeah, telling these jokes.
Okay.
You know who else is working hard?
Who?
Gayle King.
No.
Oprah's best friend, Gayle. So she had her blockbuster interview with R. Kelly. Did you see it? I watched it.
Did I see it? Who in the whole world not see all those memes?
Listen, the picture when he was up like this and she was sitting there like this, I was like serving.
I thought that she should have went harder.
No, I think she went hard enough to make him unhinged. He came across unhinged and guilty as hell. That's what I think. But anyway, Gayle King, she knows she's putting in work and she wants the money to match the work. So the word is that she wants George Stephanopoulos money to stay on. So reportedly she makes about $6 million, while George, he makes between $15 and $18 million.
They make $6 million asking questions.
Yes.
I've asked a lot of questions. Nobody paid me a damn thing.
I'm like, Gayle, I'll take your money.
Gayle, $6 million.
You wanna give it to me?
You could tell that conversation with her and Oprah. Girl,
listen.
I wouldn't be able to put gas in my my tank if I was getting what they was paying you, girl. Right?
But she wants that money and they want to keep her because fresh off of this interview, they know how much of an asset she is. And she also wants a post on 60 Minutes. So she wants to actually expand her role as CBS News too. She's not playing.
Right. Don't ever confuse her with Robin Robbins. Ever again, Fox News.
I know. That was so weird. They look nothing alike. Yeah. All black people don't look alike.
Yeah. That's what she said too. She said she sent a little email over and was like, all black people don't look alike. She was on a Colbert show.
That's hilarious.
Go ahead, Gayle King.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, remember Blockbuster? Blockbuster Video. Remember that?
Oh, I remember. Back in the days, like the 90s, 80s?
Yeah, 80s and 90s. So, there is down to one. There's one Blockbuster left in the world. So, Blockbuster in Australia recently closed, and the final Blockbuster is in Bend, Oregon.
But why? Why do they have it?
I don't know. But they love it.
Like it's people actually, still it's, play Miss Pac-Man.
I guess so.
I get the nostalgia of it, right?
Maybe.
Who
maybe
wants
something
to go,
like that?
I wanted they charge the late fees. Remember the Blockbuster?
Oh my God.
They used to charge you the late fees and you're like, I can't even get none of the new releases because
I know it's crazy.
Why did they run it the same way?
I don't know.
What would you watch? Nobody gets DVDs. Like,
we don't know what they. Maybe they found a way to integrate it into the community. Do you know? Maybe like
old school. You just go to the library. You go to the library and get.
It's Bend, Oregon. How big is it? Again,
you don't think they have a library?
Where? Okay. You never know.
You never know.
It's going strong.
Okay, and some other good news. 21 Savage, you know 21 Savage? Yeah, so he reportedly, he's going to he's offering 150 jobs to at-risk youth.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is amazing,
that is
right?
Amazing, yeah.
What's youth? Because I got a 25-year-old. What's
youth? I think she's youth. That's youth right there. That's youth.
She going to be at-risk because she don't get at-risk again. Punch in your damn. No, sorry.
You need to stop. Okay.
And then more good news. Mm-hmm. Tamron Hall, her pretty self.
Yes.
She done hit us with the trifecta.
Yes.
So she reported that she's married to Stephen Greener.
Which was a shock. I didn't even know she was married.
Right. Yeah. Who was a music executive, right? Mm-hmm. She's 7 months pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video?
No.
She said, baby shark.
I heard that R. Kelly R. Kelly's doing a remix to that.
Inappropriate. All right, go on.
Baby Shark, R. Kelly and Baby Shark. That's hilarious, and y'all know it. Okay. And she's getting a new show in September.
Yes.
The Tamron Hall show.
Yes. Good. Yes.
Go, Tamron. Black girl magic,
and it's going to be amazing. Mm. And I can't wait.
Baby shark.
Okay, let me stop. Oh my gosh, that
remix.
Song is like
this
an earworm.
This is the remix. Yelling on your booty.
Oh my God.
Baby shark.
No. Sorry. Bye. And that ties up our quick takes. And if you're listening to us on a podcast or the Alexa Flash Briefing, thank you so much. Tell a friend and go subscribe. But if you want to see us.
Yes. See us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You need to go on YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel, What's the 411 TV. And be sure to hit that bell so that you can get the notifications whenever we upload a new video.
And then share that video.
Yes.
To share. All your social media platforms.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Always share. Share. Sharing is caring, right?
It is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Until next time, take care.
What's the 411 entertainment news? 411 lifestyle.